Bay Area's Jam Station, member-supported FM 91 KCSM. That's music by Eric Jacobson and his fresh sound new talent release entitled Intersection was released last year for the prolific trumpeter and composer. And he's joined here by John Ellis, who played the ocarina, that not to be mistaken with the Macarena, right? The ocarina.
Different thing, yeah.
Ben Maunder, guitar, Alexis Cuadrado, playing bass, and drummer Mark Ferber, some East Coast folks. And this one's out on Intersection, as mentioned, on Fresh Sound New Talent. And Eric Jacobson will be presenting his new band over at Pearls this Thursday night. That's tomorrow, in fact, 8 o'clock start. And it looks like the session will continue all night long. And we'd like to congratulate Ken Moran of Pleasanton, who's a fellow musician, saxophonist, who's visiting from Southern California. And he will be in the house checking out to Eric Jacobson's band. And he knew the answer to our trivia question. Were you impressed there, Eric Jacobson, that people actually knew?
Well, I had it wrong from the beginning, yeah. So I knew McKinley was part of it, but...
Right. Yeah. We got some good guesses, though. Someone said yeah. Kenneth, someone said Kennedy. And in fact, it was McKinley Howard Dorham. That's Kenny Dorham's full name. Now you know.
I should know that. I'm actually playing in a Kenny Dorham tribute band right now, too, with Jules Rowell and a couple other folks from the Bay Area scene. We're playing all Kenny Dorham tunes.
Great.
Set to Latin music. And
oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a really, really cool project.
So Una Mas is definitely on the set list.
They're all there. It's like 50 charts, painstakingly crafted.
Wow.
They're great. Jules Rowell and William Belasco, great drummer.
Tell us a little bit about the band.
Well, it's two trumpets, trombone, mm-hmm. and rhythm section with the congas, and we've just been rehearsing at the Musicians Union in San Francisco, and Jules Rowell has just spent a lot of time coming up and creating these amazing charts, and we need to find a gig.
Yeah.
You know, we've been rehearsing our butts off, and the group sounds great. Stefan Kuhn is playing trumpet, and...
Mm-hmm. So it's you and Stefan, on the front
line. Me and Stefan, and Jarrett Turner on piano, Aaron Germain mm-hmm. on bass, and it's another one of these great projects that's going on in the Bay Area right now that, you know, it's so many different great musicians and great projects, and... We just need to find a good venue for it now.
Yeah. So that cut featuring John Ellis that we just heard, that was the title cut, the ocarina. Tell us about that instrument.
It's a little wooden flute, and it's very small.
Yeah.
John was wearing it around his neck, and actually we had...
And it was in key and everything.
It was perfectly in key, and it was kind of a lucky coincidence.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Yeah, I think he got it from someone in North Carolina who makes them, and... Mm-hmm. John is great sax player. He was on the road with Charlie Hunter for like two or three years, and a good friend of mine from New Orleans, and he's now doing his own thing, which is...
Very cool.
Yeah.
You're no stranger to woodwinds or flutes. I guess one of your first instruments was
clarinet.
Was something in that family.
Yeah, I played recorder and clarinet, and how'd you know that?
I find out these things. I have a friend.
Okay. I must have put it on my website.
Yeah, okay. It's somewhere out there. Well, Eric Jacobson, we appreciate you dropping by today. Is there anything that we should know about that's coming up other than the Kenny Dorham project that you're working on?
Yeah, there's a couple other things I could plug, definitely.
Plug away.
There's a really interesting band called the Trumpet Supergroup, which is a group started by Dave Scott, which features Dave,
cool.
myself, Mike Olmos, mm-hmm. Mario Guarneri, the professor of trumpet at the conservatory, and Mark Inouye, the current, he's in the symphony right now. And we're doing a five trumpet and rhythm section show at the Jazz School on April 22nd.
Sweet.
So that's a cool one, yeah.
And if folks want to stay abreast of your schedule, can they just point their web browser to
yes,
your website?
Yes, right at ericjacobson.com, and it's spelled ericjacobson.
And you do have to spell it correctly. I'll put that out there. Because you'll end up on a puppeteer's website.
Oh,
by the name of Eric Jacobson as
really?
Well, by the way.
Okay. Yeah,
spelled completely differently.
Yeah, there's a few Eric Jacobsons out there, but none spelled like mine.
So J-E-K-A-B-S-O-N. And Eric with a K.
That's right, yeah.
Some very creative parents.
Yeah, it's Latvian. My dad's from Latvian.
Very nice, very nice. Well, again, Ken Moran will be in the house tomorrow night checking you out, as well as many other folks. And if you'd like to head on out to Jazz at Pearls, that's 256 Columbus Avenue in Oakland. I'm sure you could just walk up and purchase some tickets. and check out Eric Jacobson and the band. Tell us who's in the band again.
It's Jeffrey Burr on guitar, Lawrence Connell on saxophone and clarinet, Kurt Kotheimer on bass, and Eric Garland on drums.
Great. Well, keep up the great works, Eric. We look forward to hearing more of your original compositions in the future.
Thank you very much, Chris. It was a pleasure.
Let's go out with a piece entitled, you're going to set this one up for us, called The Rising.
We used to play at a bakery called The Rising in Brooklyn, and one day they got mad because we were playing too loud, and they kicked us out, and we never played there again, but I had already named a tune after it.
All right, let's check it out on Jazz 91. Thanks again.